The golden age of the dining car on this moment of Indiana history. Throughout much of the 20th century, train passengers in Indiana could count on a good meal cooked by one of the rail line's trained chefs and served on the line's own china by a waiter in the dining car. Railroads competed to offer passengers the best quality and widest selection of food and drink that could be produced out of the tiny train kitchens. In 1930, a businessman traveling on the Chicago, Indianapolis, and Louisville Railroad could enjoy a bourbon or scotch before dinner while smoking a 10 or 15 cent cigar. A 1932 menu from the same line offered a multi-page booklet from which travelers could read the text of James Whitcomb Riley's poem, When the Frost is on the Pumpkin, as well as William Herschel's Ain't God Good to Indiana, while pondering what to order from the two-page a la carte menu. Many probably chose instead the special Hoosier dinner, which offered for $1.50 soup and crudités, a choice from among seven entrees, including broiled whitefish, braised ox joint casserole, and fried spring chicken, three side dishes, and five desserts, including fresh strawberry or apple pie baked on board, muffins, and a beverage. Even as train travel faded in popularity, certain rail lines, such as the Baltimore and Ohio, continued to offer full menus. In the mid-1960s, passengers embarking in East Coast cities might visit the dining car for a golden omelet or roast young turkey as they rode through Indiana to Chicago. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the Indiana University Department of History.